I've just been listening to the reports of Senator Kennedy's election as President of the United States. We've got particular interest in transatlantic affairs at the moment. Things have settled down since we all went to meet Aunt Hester at Waterloo Station, though it took me some time to forget the way Sally bit my head off. Sally, what's wrong? You're furious about something.
I should jolly well think I am furious about something, Mary. What on earth did you mean by letting the Owens go to the Shamrock Hotel?
Come along, Mother. I've got your ticket here.
Now, look here, Sally.
Oh, there isn't time to argue about it now. And we've got to try to look pleasant when Aunt Hester arrives, I suppose.
Oh, bother Aunt Hester.
Sally, Mary, come along. Try to keep up with us or we'll lose you in the crowd.
Come on. With all this going on, and don't, it's no good. You'll have to look pleasant and join the welcome committee, whether you want to or not. Oh, thank goodness that's over. Now, what I suggest is that I go down the platform alone. Then when I've found her, I'll introduce you gradually. We don't want to swamp poor Hester with introductions all at once, now, do we?
I shall come with you, Mother.
No, you stay there with the girls, Henry.
Perhaps it would be rather nice if they had the first moments alone together, just the two of them, Henry.
Oh, that's ridiculously sentimental, Sally. I'm going alone just because I don't want poor Hester overwhelmed. That's all.
But you may not even recognize each other, Mother. I took the precaution of exchanging photographs with great-aunt Hester. Directly I knew that she was coming, and...
Henry, my dear, dear boy.
I beg your pardon, madam.
Henry, it's me. Oh, come along now, don't pretend you don't recognize me.
Aunt Hester?
Well, of course, my dear boy, who else did you expect? Where's your mother, then? Didn't she come?
Yes. She's... Mother!
She's heard you, Henry. She's turning round.
Now, you must be Mary. I don't recognize you anywhere.
Mother, this is...
Henry, if you don't try to concentrate, we'll miss her altogether.
Mother, this is Aunt Hester.
Good heavens.
We'd better move away, hadn't we? We're holding everybody up. I'm Sally, Aunt Hester.
Rosemary, after all these years.
Mother, aren't you going to say something?
Yes, of course. Hello, Hester. Your hair's much too blue, you know. Dear Rosemary, always so outspoken, even when you were a very little girl, weren't you, dear? Oh, but I'm forgetting. You brought your family, Rosemary. I brought mine.
Your family?
Wayne, come and say hello to your Aunt Rosemary and your cousins. Rosemary, this is Wayne Krauts the Fourth.
Glad to know you, Aunt Rosemary.
Just think of it. Four Krautses, all of them Waynes.
Cousin Mary.
How do you do?
Cousin Sally.
Hello.
Cousin Henry.
And this is my daughter, Lorena Mary Baldwin. She married Mr. Baldwin, you see. Frank Baldwin, who's something very high up in our naval department.
And Rosemary, Cousin Mary, Cousin Sally, Cousin Henry. We're going to be the best of friends. The best of friends, I just know it.
Why are you making that noise, Wayne, dear? I haven't forgotten anything, have I?
No, Mother, but don't you think you've been standing long enough?
Now, don't fuss, Wayne, please.
Mother doesn't realize sometimes, Aunt Rosemary, she's not as young as she used to be.
Wayne, if you tell me once more I'm not as young as I used to be, I'll go straight back to Canada.
Perhaps we will start towards home anyway, Aunt Hester.
Yes, of course, Mary. I'm so looking forward to seeing your beautiful home at... where is it now? I've got it written down somewhere.
Parkwood Hill.
Yes. That's right, dear. Parkwood Hill. Come along, Rosemary. Take my arm if you want some help, dear.
I was interested to hear you telling your mother that she'd been standing for long enough, Cousin Wayne. I've always had a theory that standing for overlong periods was deleterious to the coatings of the stomach.
Oh, Henry. The others are going. We'd better go, too, if we don't want to lose them.
Deleterious to the coatings of the stomach, Cousin Henry? Oh, no. Not at all. It's sitting for overlong periods which is deleterious to the coatings of the stomach. I've made quite a study of the subject. I'm very much interested in the coatings of the stomach. I beg your pardon. I beg your pardon, Cousin Sally. I've said something funny.
What a good thing that Sally brought her car with her. We should never have got into a single taxi anyway, Mary. Who'd have thought that Hester would have brought her son and her daughter with her?
Well, we should have guessed, I suppose, Mother. Those three large trunks.
She looks remarkably young, doesn't she, Mother?
I like them all, I must say.
Yeah. Mind that cyclist, Henry.
It's quite all right, Mother. I don't need driving lessons, thank you.
If we could arrive before they do, Henry. I'm sure Lorena Mare is the kind of woman who runs her home magnificently. I'd like to get back and give a quick eye to things before they get in.
I'm not driving dangerously on any account.
No, of course not. I wouldn't want you to, but if you could perhaps pass Sally and...
Oh, stop fussing, Mary. Everything's perfectly all right. I suppose Lorena, Mary and Hester won't mind sharing a room.
Well, they'll have to, I'm afraid, unless one of them shares with you. Wayne must have a room to himself, obviously.
Well, I think he ought to go to sleep at Henry's.
Oh, no. No, I'm sorry, Mother. One of the others, perhaps, but not Wayne. He has the most peculiar ideas about the coatings of the stomach.
Of course, we've seen write-ups about you in all the best magazines, Sally. Stephanie Mottles are world famous.
We've been waiting for that husband of yours to come over to Victoria and visit us, you know.
I don't think he's been near enough so far. I'm going out to stay with him at the end of next week.
Mother, I think perhaps you'd better close your eyes now.
Close my eyes, Wayne? But how on earth am I expected to see anything if I close my eyes?
There'll be plenty of time for sightseeing later. We're used to driving on the right-hand side of the road, Cousin Sally, not on the left. I've seen Mother flinch once or twice when it looked as if we were about to run into an oncoming bus.
Don't worry. We shan't run into any oncoming buses, Wayne. We're used to driving on the left-hand side, you know.
Of course they are, Wayne. Oh, for heaven's sake, don't fuss.
Those little sharks, they set up minor trauma, Mother.
Nonsense. I never had a minor trauma in my life. Your mother's looking quite old and ill, Sally. You know that.
Well,
oh, she hasn't had an easy life, but neither have I. Your Uncle Wayne went down with the Titanic. I had two young children to bring up, too. Rosemary has let things get her down, I'm afraid. I can see that.
It really can be very comfortable for her to have to ride about in Cousin Henry's van all the time.
She doesn't do it all the time, actually. You see,
I drive my own car, of course. Wouldn't be without one.
Mother doesn't drive.
Then if she doesn't drive, she ought to. You know, Sally, I think the sooner I take your mother in hand, the better. She obviously needs shaking out of herself.
Oh!
Sorry, Sue. They make you jump.
I wasn't expecting you, Dr. Dale. Mrs. Dale didn't think you'd be in this afternoon.
We've got our Canadian relation arriving any minute now. I had to make a special effort to get home for that.
That's why I'm here, too. Jenny rang and jogged Bob's memory about it, I think. I'm supposed to have a hot pot of tea waiting for them directly they set foot inside the door.
Mrs. Maggs could have done that. But I'm glad if it's got you the afternoon off.
I wonder what she'll be like. Mrs. Krautz, I mean. She couldn't possibly be as much fun as Mrs. Freeman, could she?
I doubt it, Sue, very much.
Close the door, Wayne.
Okay, Mother.
And for heaven's sake, keep your voices down, both of you. This looks to be the sort of house where what you say on the top floor can be heard in the basement. I'm sure those walls are paper thin.
Oh, Mother, I think it's a lovely house.
Ah, just you wait until you've lived in it for a little while. It was to escape from houses just like this that I married your father and went to Canada all those years ago.
I'm cold. What's happened to the central heating?
Put on an extra cardigan. I have.
There isn't any central heating. That's why English women knit. They underheat the houses and then spend every waking hour knitting hideous garments to keep out the cold.
I'll have to have a fire in my room tonight. I'll never get to sleep if I don't. And we better all take some anti-cold pills.
Mary is a knitter. I remember the type. Hasn't changed in all these years.
I nearly died when Aunt Rosemary said how cozy the house felt as we came in. Did you hear her? It struck me like an icebox.
Oh, she's used to it, of course. Oh, I wish she hadn't let herself go like she has. She used to be very pretty as a young girl, although you'd never think so to see her now.
I gather that young woman downstairs, Sue Douglas, is a boarder.
Well, maybe Mary finds it a little difficult to make ends meet if she doesn't have someone living here to help out.
I wonder. Perhaps it wasn't such a good idea to come after all.
Of course it was a good idea to come, Mother. We'll have a wonderful time once we get used to the climate.
And if we take our anti-cold pills regularly.
No, that isn't what I was thinking about.
It seems such a sad thing to see poor Rosemary looking so old, living in such a cold house as this with Mary and her husband, and... Oh, well, they're not the most exciting people ever, are they?
Oh, I expect they improve on acquaintance, dear.
Well, at least there's one consolation, Mother. Aunt Rosemary wasn't pushed to meet you in a bath chair as you thought she might be, was she?
Oh, that's better, Sue. I did feel I must have 5 minutes' quiet rest before tea.
Oh, I'll go away, Mrs. Freeman.
Oh, no, don't do that, my dear. You always make me feel much better wherever I see you. You know, Sue, I suppose I shouldn't say this, but I'm sure I'll feel better when I got it off my chest. My sister. Well, it was rather a shock when I met her this afternoon.
Yes, I suppose it must have been, after all those years.
That terrible blue hair. Oh, I'm being very unkind, I suppose, but, well, it is very blue, isn't it?
Yes.
And then her clothes. I'm sure she spends all her time trying to be young. And it's so silly. We can't be young forever, can we?
Well, maybe it's just the fashion over there.
Well, it's very hideous, and she shouldn't follow it. After all, she was born and educated here. She should know what's right and what isn't. Although it's such a long time ago, I suppose she's forgotten, poor thing.
Well, I thought she was sweet. But I don't think she's as nice as you. I'm glad you're the one who lives here and not Mrs. Crouch.
Sue!
Oh, I mean it. You know, when I first came to live here, I was a bit, oh, I don't know, jealous, I suppose you call it, of Bob and Gwen, because they had you for a grandmother. Then I decided that as I haven't got one anyway, I'd adopt you. So I sort of think of you as belonging to me, too, now.
Oh, Sue, dear, how you do flatter me.
No, I didn't mean to.
Oh, I do think poor Hester looks rather awful with that terrible blue hair, don't you? Only for goodness sake, don't tell anyone I said so.
It's so ridiculous, Jim. I thought I'd have hysterics when I saw them all on the station together. You saw it too, didn't you?
Director, they all came in, Sally. It's obvious. Three sets of twins. They haven't noticed, have they?
My dear, of course they haven't noticed. And they're all taking each other so terribly seriously.
I suppose we oughtn't to tell them.
Oh, not at the moment, darling. None of them are in the mood to think it's funny.
Ah, there you are, Jim. Sally. I brought Cousin Wayne down, Jim. He was interested to see your study.
Oh, yes, yes, of course. Come along in.
Well, actually, Cousin Jim, I really wanted to see Cousin Mary, too. She mentioned something about tea, you know.
Yes, Mrs. Maggs is making it now. It won't be long.
Well, what I wanted to say, Cousin Sally, was Cousin Mary shouldn't go to a lot of trouble on our account. You see, we never drink tea.
Oh, dear.
No, we don't want to give anybody a lot of trouble, but we don't drink tea. We prefer coffee. We find, and I'm sure Cousin Henry here will agree with me over this, we find that coffee is less deleterious than tea to the coats of the stomach.